You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
I wanted to ask about two altercations with fans today. The first one, there's a video of Dennis taking a swipe at a fan in the bullpen. Do you know what happened there?
I don't. I'm still gathering facts. I don't have enough information to really comment on that at all.
And then what happened with Tommy there in the 10th?
I didn't see it. I didn't see it. Just, I guess fans were saying something to him and take kindly to it. And the security did a great job of de-escalating that situation pretty quick.
Noah Hiles, Big J journalist, asking the tough questions of Don Kelly, and Don Kelly either didn't know what happened with Pham and Dennis Santana, or he's going the plausible deniability route. Noah Hiles from the Post-Gazette joins us now to get into it. Noah, that's what Don said. I saw you also spoke with Dennis Santana. So what happened there? For those of you out there who missed it, Dennis Santana was swiping up at fans who I guess were heckling him when they were all up in the bullpen. So what did you glean? What happened there?
Yeah, I want to start off by saying, first off, that Dennis Santana is potentially the chillest guy on that team. And there are a lot of very relaxed, calm presences in that clubhouse. Dennis, I don't think I've ever seen him so much as, you know, have an angry face on, let alone be upset enough to go after a fan in the stands. So when I spoke with Dennis after the game, I mean, the obvious question is, I mean, what happened? What led you to do that? And he wasn't willing to share a ton of details, but what he said was a fan had been heckling him for a minute, and they crossed the line multiple times. And he said he doesn't condone what he did. He apologized for it and said it was wrong. But he said at least three times that person who he went after had crossed the line. Hmm. So I can't imagine. I don't want to speculate onto what was said or done. But if it upset Dennis, I would have to imagine it was pretty, you know, it was pretty inappropriate.
What about Tommy Pham?
I don't know.
Known for the calm demeanor, one Tommy Pham.
You could say that. But I will say, I mean, Tommy, for the bad rep that he seems to have around baseball, like, I haven't heard a bad word said about Tommy Pham from anyone in the Pirates organization, from teammates to coaches to people in the front office. Like, I mean, everyone seems to like this guy, or at least, you know, doesn't have an issue with him from his time in Pittsburgh. But, you know, yeah, I mean, Tommy's been a guy where he doesn't run away from conflict. And I think after that rain delay where, you know, you had a stadium filled with people who, some of whom have been in that area watching baseball since noon, right? And a lot of people have probably been drinking throughout that whole day. And then the rain delay comes at around 9, play resumes around 10. I mean, that crowd was pretty rowdy by the end of the game. And there were three guys behind home plate. you could hear him heckling every Pirates batter all the way up in the press box. And Tommy, while he was on deck, took umbrage to something someone said. He took it upon himself to pause the game and bring it to the attention of the home plate umpire and have those three fans ejected. And the Detroit crowd unified together to let them to let Tommy know that they didn't appreciate him doing that.
Yes, I believe the chant was "Tommy sucks." Am I correct in saying that?
That is correct. I've never seen. I mean, I've seen that in maybe like high school games. I've never seen that at a professional sporting event where.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Somebody could catch, like, so many people could catch on so quickly to what, you know, a very original chant. Can't say I've seen that one before.
Yeah, I'm surprised it didn't happen first at PNC Park. So as we were combing through the audio to try to find some of your great questions and Donnie Kelly answers, we came across this, and Doran and I were stunned to hear the voice of the person asking this question because we thought it was Patrick Mahomes. Can you identify this reporter for us? Here we go.
Does it surprise you that, you know, the guys are able to have so much fight when there's so much going on, you know, and be able to kind of overcome that like they did tonight?
Patrick Mahomes, Pirates reporter? Who was that?
That's Jose Negron of DK Pittsburgh Sports, one of the nicest guys you'll ever meet. I can't say enough nice things about Jose. He's the man.
I'm not saying he's not nice. I'm just he sounds like Mahomes.
Did you ever hear that before? Did you ever think of that?
I've never heard. I think, maybe just like the positioning of where he was and the acoustics in the room. Because I hear a lot of Mahomes in that playback. I don't hear a lot of Mahomes typically when I talk to Jose, and I've known him for like 10 years. But now, I mean, I think that's all I'm going to hear. He's Jose Mahomes now. It's crazy.
Does it surprise you that, you know, the guys are able to have so much fight when there's so much going on, you know, and be able to kind of overcome that like they did tonight?
I didn't notice it at first either. I didn't recognize the voice, and Dorm was like, was that Mahomes? And now I can't unhear it. All right.
Yeah.
Noah, so Andrew McCutchen hits a home run. He has the highest OPS on the team. He's got the second highest batting average. He's got the highest slugging percentage for those who qualify. I really hadn't thought much about this until the last couple of days. I mean, the guy's about to pass Joe DiMaggio on the all-time hits list. He just passed Willie McCovey last night. Like, do you think he might want to come back next year? And would the Pirates be wise to bring him back for as long as he wants to come back?
I asked him that question a couple weeks ago, and the reason I didn't report the answer is because he didn't have an answer for me.
Okay.
He's just still thinking about this year. I mean, it's hard for anyone on this team really to be thinking about what next year is going to look like because there's just so much going on this season with this team. And McCutchen, for McCutchen especially, I mean, he's the guy who kind of has to answer for all of the craziness. He was lucky that he didn't have to talk about anything that went on after yesterday's doubleheader, because typically when, you know, bricks go missing or a fan falls on the field or whatever goes wrong or whatever crazy situation arises, Andrew's the guy who has to stand in front of all of us and talk about it, give the player perspective, give those quotes. And having to deal with that while also being a leader for his team when we're not around and also playing baseball, I don't think he's trying to add a little bit more spotlight onto it and mm-hmm. either say, hey, I'll be back next year, I'm interested in being back next year, or this is it for me. I don't think he wants any of those narratives to be out there right now.
Noah, this was wonderful. Say hello to Patrick Mahose next time you see him.
I definitely will.
All right, buddy. Take care.
See you. Noah.
All right. Later, guys.
I got to play it one more time. That's too damn funny. I can't unhear it.
Does it surprise you that, you know, the guys are able to have so much fight when there's so much going on, you know, and be able to kind of overcome that like they did tonight?
Noah's blaming the acoustics.
Yeah, it sounds just like him.
It's the acoustics back there, Charlie.
I'm here. I'm him. I'm here. I'm him. Kermit the Frog here.
Travis!
People are alleging that Mahomes' wife got breast implants.
She probably did.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.